Let's just rise in our feet and just thank him. Because the God that has kept from January to this time, this is the third Sunday in the month of March. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. Let's just thank him. Let's lift up our hands and just thank him for his grace, for his mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We did not even call and get any call from our family members, even though we are here that, oh, something bad happened to them. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, oh Lord. We thank you on behalf of our families. We thank you on behalf of the church. We thank you on behalf of our children, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. We bless your name, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord. You deserve all glory. You deserve all honor. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Father, Lord, we thank you from the beginning to this time. Thank you, Jesus. For your grace that has been sufficient for us, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. From the beginning of this service, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing in the name of Jesus. And thank you for what you will do even at this time, till the end of this service. Today's the anointing service. Father, anoint us afresh. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You deserve the glory, Lord. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. lot of great things that he has been doing. Thank you, because where he's taking you to is greater than where he brought us from. Lord, we thank you. For your mercy, we thank you. For being the greater gift, for being the leader of our head, oh Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your people, Lord. We thank you for sustenance. We thank you for provision. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for being the leader of our heads, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name, oh Lord. We give you glory, oh Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like you, oh Lord. Beside you, there is no God, oh Lord. There is no God that can save, oh Lord. There is no God that can make a way, Lord. Father, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, oh Lord. Our solid rock, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our bound in Gilead, oh Lord. We thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. We just want to give God the praise. He's the reason why we live. He's the reason why we're alive. All of the ground is sinking sand. That's why it says that beside me there is no water. Beside God there is no water. There's no water that can live. He's the one that makes the way there is no way. He's the one that we are going to meet. The one that will not cause us to be ashamed. Our healer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just give you all the glory. You are able to do all things. You are able to deliver. Even when things look bad, even when things look impossible, Lord, Father, you are here and change things. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. It is by your grace that we are not consumed. It is by your grace that we are not depressed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. I just say thank you, Father. We bless your name with glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want you, before you sit down, just tell somebody welcome and say, God bless you. God is able to turn things around for your good. So God is able to turn things around for your good. God is able to turn things around for your good. God is able to turn things around for your good. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Children, I don't know.
No. Goodbye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. Those of you online, you're welcome. God bless you. God is able to change, to turn things around for your good in the name of Jesus. Because that is our God, the one that does not change. He has never changed. He's still the same God. The same thing they did yesterday and in the time past, he's still doing them. Hallelujah. The God that cannot be destroyed. Hallelujah. God can destroy all things in the twinkling of an eye. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. So I welcome every one of you this morning and everyone online. Praise the Lord. I know that God has not finished with us yet. Praise the Lord. Because our expectation shall not be cut off. I don't know what you're believing God for, but each time I come to church, I have an expectation. Because I've come to meet with God. I have something that I want from God. And I say, God, even as I come to this service, do that thing that I'll be able to connect and say, on this day, this happened, you did this. Praise the Lord. And I believe that God will remember to do for me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So today the topic is God is able, part two. Last week we did part one, hallelujah. It's part one, hallelujah. But today is part two, hallelujah. Our God is able to deliver us from every stronghold of the enemy. Hallelujah, from every stronghold. Don't forget that our enemy is the devil. Praise the Lord. The devil might use somebody, but our enemy is the devil himself. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spirit, principalities and every powers of darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. So because he has chosen you for a purpose, he has chosen me for a purpose, he has chosen you for a purpose, you know. And that purpose is the unique story that God wants to communicate through your life. Praise the Lord. So whatever we are going through is the story that God wants to communicate through your life to the world. Hallelujah. That we glorify God. You might think that, oh, God does not care. God.
Hallelujah.
Your light shine. Sometimes we feel hopeless and say, oh, how can? How can, when I'm going through this, how can my light shine? God is able to turn it around in the name of Jesus. Because if he did it before, he will do it again in the name of Jesus. It's just a story that is building up. The story is not yet complete. Praise the Lord. The story is not yet complete for the light to be shown forth. The story is not yet complete. We have people who acknowledge him and say, indeed, God is good. Hallelujah. Until it's complete, you'll be feeling, oh no, God is not there. No. Because God knows, he said, our timing is not his timing. He will bring it to pass. He will cause his grace to abound. Hallelujah. It's not a God that fails. Hallelujah. It's not a God that sleeps. Hallelujah. Amen. Deuteronomy, 1 Peter 1, 7. Then Deuteronomy 26, verse 19. Hallelujah. Amen. That child of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus. He said that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Trials will come. They will come. Job went through that. But for 9 months, it's as if, you know, if you read the story of Job, I think that's years. But for 9 months, it's difficult, even for 1 week, to go through certain things. You might think that God is not alive. But God, your story has been written. Hallelujah. Your story has been written. Hallelujah. And when it's completed, the Lord will bring it forth. Hallelujah. So do not be discouraged because your story is about to be completed. Hallelujah. The praise is about to come forth from that story in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 26, verse 19. Hallelujah. The Lord is good and all the time. Amen. Okay. And to make thee high above all nations, which he had made in praise, in name, and in honor, that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he has spoken. He has spoken. He will do it. Hallelujah. He will bring it to pass. He said, to make thee high above all nations, which he hath made in praise and in name and in honor, that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he had once spoken. He has spoken it. We are the seed of Abraham. Things might look bleak, but no, God is able to turn things around. God is able to complete that story that has started. Hallelujah. Your story is about to be completed. Hallelujah. God's praise is about to be shown forth in that thing you're going through in Jesus' name. So we're going to look at Daniel. We are going to read Daniel 2 from verse 12. You know, we know the story from, I didn't bring in when Daniel got into Babylon, but when Daniel got there, he was one of the wise men. Praise the Lord, in the king's palace. But then, something happened. The king had a problem. And the king wanted to kill because his magicians couldn't. He didn't even ask the people of God if they can. What has Daniel done? What did they do? But they were about to be killed because their story is about to begin. Their story already started anyway. When they started eating vegetables, they were not drinking. That's when their story started. Praise the Lord. But that time, the king did not realize what was going on. So at that time, God is still what? Keeping them and letting the story grow. Because when the king, which is on top, the highest in authority, knows, then that means that God's name will be acknowledged in the land. So God has not finished with you. He has just started. Praise the Lord. God is there. We say, for this cause, the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Because he had a dream. He had a dream. And nobody could. He was worried about it. Because he didn't understand where this dream is going to. He called his magician. They could not. He was angry. So if they cannot, you know, they try to tell him that nobody can say that, can interpret this except the God. You know, they wanted him to tell them, you know. That's why I tell you, sometimes when we start going to soothsayer, you know, you go to psyche, they use what you tell them to get answers. They tell you answer from what you have said. Hallelujah. You tell your story and they use something and say, ah, this is what is going on. Maybe your mom that passed away, you know, did something. Hallelujah. God will help us in the name of Jesus. And the king wanted to kill all of, including Meshach, Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego. He wanted to kill them. So what did they do? Because you might ask a question, why me? Why am I going through this? Why? Because your story is about to be shared that will change the world. Your story is about to be told that will cause men to not acknowledge God. That is why. Because look at Daniel. What did they do? They did not do anything that deserved death. But yet they were going to be killed. Hallelujah. So things happen to us like that. You know, let's go to 13 now. Hallelujah. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. They didn't go to the magician, but they sought Daniel. Praise the Lord. Whom the king did not even consult. So what are you talking about? If you are going through some things, God is still there with them. God is still with them. God did not leave them. The God that saw them when they were eating the vegetables only, without taking the king's meat, and was able to make them refresh even more than those that eat the king's. Hallelujah. God wants to complete the story. Hallelujah. Go to 14. He was about to slay them, but something happened. So then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom, not the wisdom of men, the wisdom of God, to Ariel, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. 15. Go fast, Samuel. He answered and said to Ariel, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Ariel made the king known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation. He went and told him, give me time. Why? Because he's going to meet with God. Praise the Lord. So that's why I want to tell you today, whatever you're going through, talk to God concerning it. He's able to change it. Hallelujah. He went, he said, give me time. Because I do not have any power of my own. I do not have any power. But let me serve my God. The one that backs me up. The one that stands for me. The one that is protecting me. The God that I serve. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Ananias, Mishael, Azariah, his companion. Those are Meshach, to them. They gave them Daniel when they got there. That they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this decree, that Daniel and his fellow should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. God told them. God told them. What we are reading now is what a story that was unique about Daniel. That God will use to show forth his praise. So that is what is happening to us. When we are going to God, there is a story that is being built up until it's complete. For God to be appreciated, for God to be acknowledged in your life, the story that when it is told, people will understand that God is God. God is able to do something. Hallelujah. Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Go to 20. Hallelujah. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the season. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Praise the Lord. The light that is about to show forth. Hallelujah. He said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God, my Father. That is what we are going to do. Praise the Lord. When our story is completed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. O thou, my fathers, who hath given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what he desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king. Hallelujah. So Daniel went up and they prayed. Hallelujah. God delivered them from death by revealing it to them. Because the God that has started with us will not leave us nor forsake us. We have a story. A story that we complete the puzzle of God. A story that we show forth his praise. A story that we cause people to acknowledge him. Hallelujah. So what you're going to know is a story that's been built up. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Daniel 2, 46 to 48. Quickly, let's look at that. You know, I want to let you know that eyes have not seen what the Lord will do for his children. Eyes have not seen it. Praise the Lord. That's why seven things happen. But they are for a purpose, because God has created us for a purpose. So then the king of Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped. This was after, if you can read the whole of Daniel 2 to this for the sake. Then the king fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. Why? Because Daniel was able to interpret it, not by his own might, not by his own power, but the king, you know, now understood that this Daniel is not ordinary. Praise the Lord. That is what is going to happen to us. He saw the light. He saw that this, your God, is a God that I should serve. This is a God that is above all gods, because the God that is served, the man-made God, could not do it. Hallelujah. The king answered and said unto Daniel, go to 47, please. The king answered and said unto Daniel and said, of truth it is that your God is a God of gods. Praise the Lord. You see that God is able. You see that your God is a God of all gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets. Seeing thou couldst reveal this secret. Seeing thou couldst reveal this secret. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go to 48, the last verse. Then the king made Daniel a great man. Praise the Lord. Because your story is about to change your level. Your story is about to take you to the purpose of God. Your story is about to cause people to acknowledge that indeed God is good. Praise the Lord. Because don't be ashamed, don't be afraid when you're going through those things, because your story is about to be shown forth. Hallelujah. The king recognized now that Daniel's God is God. And that is what God is doing. Praise the Lord. This is the highest authority in that land of Babylon. For him to recognize, what do you think? And that story is being transferred to us today. Praise the Lord. Your story shall be heard in the name of Jesus. Because God has a purpose. That's why that thing is going. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. I don't know what you're going through. There's a song that said, I almost let go. Are you one of those? Are you thinking of giving up? Are you thinking that, oh, I don't know, I don't think he can do it? He's able to do it. The Lord that is able to do all things. The God that has a purpose for us, and that purpose has to be what? Fulfilled in our lives. I almost let go. Isn't I almost let go? I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems held me down.
Depression
weighed me down, and God held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go.
Let's sing that song. I don't know how many of you are going through that, but God is able to do it. God is able to answer us. By 1 Corinthians 2, 9, to 10, eyes have not seen the things that God.
Oh, he kept me.
God kept me.
God kept me.
So I wouldn't let go.
Let us rise in our feet, even at this time.
He's about to use that unique story of yours to show God his grace. Hallelujah. I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems have been down.
Depression.
Your hands, I want to pray with you even at this time. You know, that song says I almost let go because I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. But thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Sometimes at the edge of breakthrough, you find that you give up. But God is alive. God will not let you fall in the name of Jesus. Amen. Even as you serve him, hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 11 today, it says, eyes have not seen the things that I will do for those that love me, for those that serve me. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as commit as many of you that have raised their hands in the name of Jesus. You are up for it. You have started their story. You will complete their story in the name of Jesus. Because their story is going to break forth in the name of Jesus. Your story calls you to be acknowledged. Your story will bring your praise to the people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Even as they commit, raise their hands, lift their hands, oh Lord. Father, visit them. Today is our anointing service, Father, anoint them in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that today, oh Lord, you that have started, oh Lord, with them, oh Lord, Father, let your mercy prevail over judgment. Amen. Complete their story, oh Lord. Complete their story, oh Lord. Because in completing their story, oh Lord, your light will shine forth. Because in completing their story, men will acknowledge you. Because in completing their story, it will cause men to praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And in completing their story, Father, Lord, we take them to the next level. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit them into your hands, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name, O Lord. I give you glory. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O Lord, for even those that have lifted their hands, O Lord. Father, they will share their testimony. Father, Lord, they will share their story. Their story will be heard, O Lord, and be hearers, O Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you and praise your name. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Whatever they are going through, O Lord, Father, you will settle them. In the name of Jesus, you will settle them, O Lord. You are about to complete their story. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Testimony will abound. Their story will be told. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I also want to pray for those. Some of us sometimes at the edge of faith, we lose hope. It's normal because we are human. Hallelujah. Things happen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Do not lose hope. Because God is about to finish your story. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Father, take control in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word that we heard because you are able to do all things in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because eyes have not seen the things that you will do, the great things that you will do in our lives. Father, Lord, when you completed Daniel's story, Father, in the name of Jesus, when you completed that puzzle for the king, Father, in the name of Jesus, he was lifted up, O Lord. So shall you do for us in the name of Jesus. As men that are going through one thing or the other, Father, in the name of Jesus, you are able to do it. You will do it, O Lord. Change our stories in the name of Jesus. Take us to the next level of our lives in the name of Jesus. Establish us in the name of Jesus. Your purpose be established. Let there be healing. Let there be breakthrough in the name of. Let your mercy prevail over judgment. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, even as we are going to be anointed, Father, anoint us afresh. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are Alpha, you are Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we excited? Are we excited to be in the presence of God today?